the big picture mistake that you can make is allowing your emotions to drive what's happening in the divorce process, because the emotions need to be separated from the legal.
Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show. Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. What is the number one mistake you see people making in the divorce process?
Well, there are a whole host of mistakes that people can make, but I think the big picture mistake that you can make is allowing your emotions to drive what's happening in the divorce process, because the emotions need to be separated from the legal. Because I have so many cases, and I will tell you now, as a divorce lawyer, years ago, I used to, acquiesce, maybe play ball a little bit more with what people wanted me to do in their case. I've become more and more rigid about trying to save people from themselves, in that, look, you want me to keep sending letters back and forth to that lawyer on the other side over pickup and drop off and over what somebody said to you on the phone or whether or not the kid had their lunch that day? I'm not going to do that stuff. And yeah, we want to really duke it out, get really nasty. I'm not, you know what? When I was 35, you know, earlier in my practice, but I've been doing this closing in on 25 years now, and I know that's not the way to lead to an effective result. And in the cases that your clients are hellbent on you doing that, I say, look, maybe there you need a different lawyer. If you want me to be aggressive for the things that are important, when you need to be aggressive to ensure that you get a fair result, I'm your guy. If you're looking for somebody to just go scorched earth back and forth just because, you know, you have an axe to grind, I'm not your guy. Because what's going to happen is you're going to insist that I do that. You're going to get upset when you realize how many tens of thousands of dollars you spent to do that. And then when you're done with the divorce case, you know who you're mad at then? You're mad at me. Now, you fought me so hard throughout the case to be as aggressive as is possible for things that, you know, there's a basis for them. I wouldn't do anything frivolous, but I'm saying, even if there's a basis, you got to decide, do you really want to do those things? Do you really want to go scorched earth in this case? Because it doesn't really get you anywhere. You know, so yeah. I think the mistake is, like, get your emotions out of it. If you're pissed off about them cheating on you or whatever the hell else, figure it out before you go through it. You know, because again, it's not, you don't want to pay me X amount of dollars an hour to be your therapist, number one. And number two, you really don't want me to go scorched earth because you don't really get the result you're looking for when you go to court as much as you would like to. And you're just going to pay me a boatload of money for it.
Yeah, that's one thing we're trying to educate people about is your lawyer is your lawyer. You also need a therapist. You might need a divorce coach. And so we're encouraging people to build a team, maybe invest a little more, and it could save you money, actually. It could save you time in the process. That's something you advise to your clients today?
Yeah, you know what? It's a more recent phenomenon. I'll say phenomenon, forgive the expression, but that we actually understand or are starting to believe that it's important to assemble a team and have each player do what they're best at. Like, you're not going to start a baseball team and say, hey, I want my catcher to play center field. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why? So for me lately, what I've been trying to do is delegate as much as I can to my, you know, my paralegal staff, my senior paralegals who act as liaisons in the case, because people don't fully appreciate how important it is to have a therapist and a coach involved in the case. Because the difference in the cost, listen, if we had a case the other day, we're going to argue back and forth about two different schedules for two different kids. What time is the pickup and what time is the drop off? And I'm watching the clock tick off and I'm like, God damn it. Like, how much money are we spending on this? I want to do stuff where I feel like my expertise is being utilized appropriately and efficiently. I don't want to be the counselor or argue back and forth about what text message was sent or you know, what sort of visitation. And I think, again, I think right now we really, as a profession and as an industry, need to start embracing the idea of people who have expertise and have been through the process to coach people through the process because they need it.
It's so refreshing to hear, especially coming from a divorce lawyer. So I appreciate you being on, Dennis. Let people know where they can find you.
Well, we are DRV Law. That's for the podcast. That's for the TikTok. That's for the Instagram. And drvetranolaw.com is the website. If you guys feel like we can help you, if you're in the downstate New York area. And that's about it. Listen, I just leave with people to say, like, look, the starting point with the divorce process, it's very difficult. Okay. It really is. It can be so much more taxing than you think it can. The way you make it easier is to use your resources. Reach out and listen to podcasts like yours, Rob. It's a really good one. Check out my podcast as well. Gather as much information. It's free. Consume this information so you know what's the best approach for you. And then look, get the right person to deal with the right thing. I don't want to be your therapist. I don't want to be your coach. Just want to be your lawyer. But there are some really good ones out there who can help you through the process. And I hope you guys can try to do that and live well.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.